Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Seattle, Washington, Falun Dafa in Macy's Holiday Parade. Movie screenings, holiday parades, and community events, recent Falun Gong activities around the world. Chinese tourists need to see this. 6,000 Falun Gong practitioners gather in Taipei for large-scale pattern formation. A young practitioner changes from being lazy and degenerate to industrious and virtuous. Young piano teacher detained for giving out Falun Gong materials. And 18th 9-day Falun Dafa seminar held in Manhattan. Now for the stories. Seattle, Washington. Falun Dafa in Macy's Holiday Parade. The Tian Guo Marching Band, composed of Falun Dafa practitioners, was invited to participate in the 26th annual My Macy's Holiday Parade in Seattle on November 25, 2016. The band was the only group composed mainly of ethnic Chinese. Their performance was very well received, bringing Dafa's message of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance to an enthusiastic audience. The grand parade, with nearly 60 groups participating, wound through 20 streets lined with spectators and decorated in colorful holiday themes. Dressed in blue and white traditional Chinese costumes, the Tian Guo marching band played their resonant, spirited music to enthusiastic cheers and applause from the spectators. Tony, a spectator, told a reporter, "Falun Dafa's marching band is great. I have been watching Macy's parade for the past 26 years. This is the best band I have ever seen." Dr. Wu Shuhan, a Chinese immigrant and medical doctor, was excited to see the band. She said, "I have been living here for years. This is the first time I have come to see the parade. Falun Dafa's band is excellent. It has exceeded expectations and brought joy to Thanksgiving." Mr. Chen Rui, director of the Tian Guo marching band, said he used to be sickly and weak and would never have been able to be part of a band. He said that Falun Dafa brought him great health and uplifted his spirit. He now plays trombone in the band. He said, "Good music can improve one's physical and spiritual health. In ancient Chinese culture, music and medicine have much in common. Both can treat illness. We hope to bring health and healing to society and people's hearts with our original and traditional music." Ms. Chen Jiping, coordinator of the Falun Dafa Association of the Northwest USA, said, "The My Macy's Parade is the best among all holiday parades in Seattle. It's very selective in who they ask to participate. The Tian Guo Marching Band has received many awards and favorable comments in recent years. It's one of the very few large Chinese-American bands with a great quality performance. That's why it has been selected and had the opportunity to present the beauty of Falun Dafa today."
Movie screenings, holiday parades, and community events. Recent Falun Gong activities around the world. In this review of Falun Gong activities around the world, we cover screenings of documentaries about China's forced organ harvesting crimes, holiday parades, signature collection drives, and free exercise workshops. These activities crisscrossed the globe from New Zealand to Denmark, the United States, Japan, Australia, Slovenia, and Taiwan. Screening of documentaries about China's forced organ harvesting atrocities. Since the state-sanctioned organ harvesting of Falun Gong practitioners in China was first exposed in 2006, several documentaries have been made to reveal this ongoing crime. Last week, volunteers in New Zealand, Australia, and Denmark screened two of these documentaries. Human Harvest, a prestigious Peabody Award winner, was shown for the first time in New Zealand at the Rialto Theatre in Auckland on November 23rd. This documentary focuses on investigation into the Chinese regime's forced organ harvesting of prisoners of conscience by two Canadian independent investigators, David Kilgore, former Secretary of State for the Asia-Pacific region, and David Mattis, a well-known human rights lawyer. On the same day as the screening in New Zealand, Human Harvest was also shown in Copenhagen, Denmark. Another recent documentary about the same topic, Hard to Believe, was shown at Dendy Cinemas in Canberra, Australia, on November 22nd, in a special screening for local media experts, scholars, lawyers, and politicians. Holiday parades in Australia and the USA. The Tango Marching Band in Sydney, consisting of local Falun Gong practitioners, was invited once again to perform at the Christmas Parade in Gosford on November 26th. The Christmas Parade is a traditional community event with some 60 years of history. On the other side of the globe, the Tango Marching Band in New York performed in the Thanksgiving Parade in Stamford, Connecticut. In Hiroshima, Japan, practitioners participated in a local communication festival on November 19th and 20th. They demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises and held a free workshop for people who were interested in learning the practice. Also in Japan, practitioners from Yokohama collected signatures against the persecution in China at a local tourist spot. Practitioners in Slovenia started weekly free workshops at the Youth Center in Krsko and at the Sports and Health Center in Menjiz in October, where they taught the exercises to all who were interested.
Chinese tourists need to see this. 6,000 Falun Gong practitioners gather in Taipei for large-scale pattern formation. Visitors to Taipei's landmark Liberty Square were met with a magnificent sight this past weekend. 6,000 Falun Gong practitioners who had come to Taipei for the annual Falun Gong Cultivation Experience Conference were peacefully sat together to form the pattern of the Falun Gong emblem in Chinese written characters. Mr. Wu, organizer of the pattern formation, said, "We hope that visitors to Taiwan will learn about the spread of Falun Gong in the world and sense the positive energy radiating from Falun Gong practitioners. This is an annual event." Mr. Wu added, "We often get feedback from mainland Chinese tourists who are touched and surprised by this scene. Many of them say that they want to know more about Falun Gong. Some said that they have been deceived by the Communist Party. Several Chinese government officials have even thanked us for bringing the truth to them." This year, the pattern formation attracted many tourists who stopped, took pictures, and asked questions. Local businesswoman Ms. Guo was surprised to learn that there were so many people in Taiwan practicing Falun Gong. She believes that the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are universal. She said, "We all know that Falun Gong is good, the whole world knows, but the Chinese government is persecuting them." She pointed at the pattern and said, "This is what mainland China needs. Chinese tourists need to see this. It is important for them to know that Falun Gong is good." 28-year-old Mr. Xi and his father, both from China, were visiting Liberty Square on Saturday. They were deeply moved by their pattern formation. Mr. Xi said, "I like the freedom in Taiwan. We have been brainwashed in China by the Communist Party since elementary school. Many people's minds are solidified, and they don't dare to open their eyes and see the real world. Falun Gong practitioners are offering them a chance. I've watched some documentaries made by Falun Gong practitioners. Both my father and I appreciate Falun Gong's teachings. It would be great if they could freely practice in China. If they spread the teachings of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, then China will have hope." Besides the pattern formation and group exercises, practitioners also set up display boards around the square to introduce Falun Gong and its teachings and to expose the 17-year persecution of Falun Gong in China.
A young practitioner changes from being lazy and degenerate to industrious and virtuous. A young practitioner at the Taipei Falun Dafa Cultivation Experience Sharing Conference said, "Falun Dafa is the sunshine that I have waited for all my life." Her name is Tong Tong, and she shared how she changed from being lazy and degenerate to industrious and principled after she began practicing Falun Dafa. Tong Tong had indulged in internet browsing since she was very young. When facing pressure, she entered the virtual world of the internet. She browsed the internet daily until midnight, got up late the next morning, and arrived at school late. Getting to school on time was tough for her, and she was often penalized as a result. She often thought about internet things and became drowsy, depressed, and irritable. She did not like learning and felt hopeless about her future. Her parents worried about her and felt helpless. Tong Tong's uncle invited her whole family to see the art exhibition at Yun Lin's Fei Tian Academy of the Arts in Kaohsiung in July 2015. Tong Tong was moved by the art she saw that day. She became very interested in the arts and decided to transfer to the school. After getting permission from her parents, she took a test for the transfer and was admitted to the art department in the school. She went to the boarding school in Yun Lin by herself. The students in the school studied Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa, one session per day. This was a required course. At the invitation of her roommate, she began practicing Falun Gong. She gradually was able to get up early in the morning and had more energy. She read the book many times and followed the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in her daily life. Her character was changing. Tong Tong began to understand the meaning of life from reading Juan Falun and became happy and energetic. Her academic scores also improved. She followed the principles in daily life, eliminated bad words in her speech as well as bad habits. She said, "I cannot remember any bad words." The school teaches Western classical arts and has strict requirements for proportion, structure, and form. This was difficult for her when she first transferred to the school. When facing a bottleneck, she would say to her teacher that she could not do any more. Her teacher encouraged her patiently, saying, "Your skills will improve as long as you cultivate Dafa diligently." She did not fully understand, but one day she read one of Master's poems and was touched. She started to like reading Dafa books and started practicing diligently. Following her teacher's instructions, her art skills improved quickly, and she finally understood what her teacher meant. Within the last year, she has become full of hope and has peace of mind. Her grades have improved a lot. She likes the school and wishes to practice Dafa more diligently. She said, "I am full of gratitude for Falun Dafa."
Young piano teacher detained for giving out Falun Gong materials. A young piano teacher was arrested at work on November 26, 2016, after a student's parents reported her for giving them a desk calendar bearing information about Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. Ms. Shan Shan started practicing Falun Gong in late 2015 when she was at the lowest point in her life. Even though she holds a bachelor's degree from the China Conservatory of Music, she wasn't able to find a well-paying job, and the birth of her child aggravated her financial concerns. Not long into her Falun Gong practice, Ms. Shan recovered from her post-childbirth complications and also stopped complaining about her job situation. She said, "Falun Gong is what I've been looking for all my life." She follows the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and does her best in teaching her students. She gave the parents of a student a copy of the aforementioned calendar, only to be reported to police. She remains in Haidian District Detention Center.
Nine-day Falun Dafa seminar held in Manhattan. The 18th Falun Dafa seminar in Manhattan was held at Tianti Books on November 12th to 20th, 2016. 9 participants held a discussion at the end of the workshop to share what they had learned. Ruby had learned the Falun Dafa exercises a year ago. When she first heard about the 9-day seminar, she was worried that her busy schedule wouldn't allow her to attend all 9 sessions. A Tianti bookstore employee told Ruby about another new practitioner last year who faced the dilemma of attending the Falun Dafa seminar or a long-awaited professional training seminar. The training school had insisted that missing one of their sessions would disqualify her. However, she knew Falun Dafa was the spiritual path she had long been searching for. She even cried over what to do. Realizing that learning Falun Dafa was most important to her, she decided to finish the Falun Dafa seminar. She eventually reached an understanding with a professional training instructor and was able to complete the training program as well. Ruby was encouraged by the story and managed to attend the 9-day seminar despite her busy schedule. At the end of the seminar, she shared a story with the group. One day during the session, she was riding her bike on the street when a pedestrian suddenly appeared in her path. She braked so suddenly that she took a hard fall. The pedestrian asked if she was injured. Recalling the story about a bicyclist in one of the lectures, Ruby's first thought was, "I'm fine." She assured the pedestrian that she was all right. After she got back home, she looked more carefully and found only a minor scratch on her arm. She was certain the outcome could have been much worse if she had held negative thoughts in that moment. Kasim is a quiet man with a serious pursuit of spiritual enlightenment. He believes this possible if one finds the right way. One day he couldn't find what he wanted for lunch from two restaurants close to Tianti Books. He then entered the Tianti Books and not only found the pizza he wanted, but he also learned about the upcoming 9-day Falun Dafa seminar. Believing that everything happens for a reason, he decided to attend the seminar. He said he gained a lot from the lectures. The employees of the bookstore said customers were often thankful to Tianti for providing such a quiet and elegant retreat from the bustling streets of Manhattan.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.